Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Williams Project podcast. And today we're going to be discussing health, fitness, and push-ups.
Well, you've come to the right place. Matthew and I are two complete chiseled 95 kilo specimens
of the human physique.
Well, unqualified to discuss this subject.
Yes, but we have found a hack, and I don't want to be like one of those internet losers, but we have worked out how to make fitness fun.
I wouldn't go that far.
It is fun. I enjoy it.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. So essentially what happened is I was watching an Andrew Tate video. It might have actually been Tristan, and he said, what I used to do is every time there was an ad when I was watching TV, I'd do 50 push-ups. And I'm like, that's a good idea. So I was doing push-ups and Blair's like, what are you doing? And I explained it to him. And then we essentially had another group chat where we had done a diet. So we converted the group chat to be called Healthy Legends. And essentially every time you do push-ups, you post how many push-ups you did and a total. So it might be like 40 push-ups and my total is now 190.
For the day.
And then we essentially, there's five of us in the chat and you're all trying to do the most. And if you don't do the most, you at least want to beat your previous day's record. So essentially, and you've got four alpha male personalities all competing. And I think it's been really beneficial for our health. I did 600 push-ups yesterday and I feel great. We've been doing it for probably 2 weeks now, you reckon?
Yeah, probably about 2 weeks. It actually makes a huge difference where initially it's like, holy shit, 10 push-ups is really hard and I'm really unfit and this is a problem I need to address. But after probably like, 5 to 7 days, that initial sort of body shock, you can then sort of consistently do about 200 a day, but then you actually like feel better.
You can keep going. Yeah.
Like,
well, I found day 7 as well. Day 7 was my break point where I was like, I think I went down to like doing sets of 5.
And what'll be really interesting is we haven't gone to the gym for probably decades, or at least several months, but we used to go quite a lot, so you sort of know like how much you can bench press, all that sort of stuff. It'll be really interesting after like another month or two of doing push-ups every day, just going back to the gym on day 1 and seeing where the strength lies.
I reckon I can see in the mirror my body changing. Like I'm starting to get lats.
Yeah, like tighter shoulders.
Yeah, tighter shoulders.
Yeah.
Definitely bigger pecs. Like 14 days in and I can see. I wish I took a picture at the start. I also have a formal grievance to raise with you, Blair. So we're currently, this is a unique podcast because we're currently, Blair's looking semi-mortified at me.
Yeah, like what is this personal grievance?
So we're in our Christchurch office and we're sitting in our beautiful boardroom, which is huge. And we're looking out over the cathedral. It's a beautiful sunny day in Christchurch. Everything about our Christchurch office is amazing. It is probably the best office.
Oh, it's about the wall behind you.
No. The best office in all of Christchurch. So if you live in Christchurch and you want to work for the best company and be in the best office, work for us. If you just want to visit and have a look, this office is divine, right? Message someone from Williams Corp, come get a tour. But that is not my grievance. My grievance is everything about this office is perfect, except a certain business partner did the desk layout plan and sat me next to my mother. Now, I love my mother, but not 10 hours of having her. So my mother is a beautiful human being and our general manager, but she does this thing where, one, she needs to just say a lot in a day. Like have you ever seen the study of how many words women need to say versus how many words men need to say? She has a very high word count of what she has to get out per day. But she thinks out loud, so she thinks in various unnecessary statements and questions that I don't want to listen to. And guess who's directly next to her? Me. And also my tolerance is lower because it's your mother, it's your family. Where if it was just our general manager, my tolerance would be significantly higher. But general manager plus mother.
The way I balance that though for Matthew, I want to take your point, Matthew, but to make up for it, on the other side of Matthew, he is sitting next to the best looking, most astute person and arguably the best organisation in the country, which is myself.
So it's not a defining.
It's kind of like devil and angel.
No. So the reason, yeah, So anyway, I just wanted to raise that. Is a drip in the bottle.
Okay, well.
Formal. Do you know what we should actually tell them? I think it's been long enough without the drip in the bottle story for us to readdress it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So, good side topic, side tangent.
Or actually, is there anything else in fitness we need to cover?
No, we've covered it. We've nailed it. Just get down, do like 200 push-ups a day, have a wee group chat. Now,
make a group chat of 5, though. You need to have 5.
Yeah. But if anything, if you do nothing else for your fitness but like 1 to 400 push-ups a day, you'll significantly feel better, sleep better, notice the results, and not have to go to the gym.
I want to be able to do 50 per set, 20 sets per day, 1,000. At the moment, I'm not strong enough. I can do 50 per set in like 2 sets, but I can't do 50
continually
per
all
set
day. You get to the end of the day and you get into like 20 is a struggle.
Even, last night
and
I was suffering.
And proper push-ups, as Matthew would say, your nose and dick has to touch the ground.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Form.
Form is key. Form is key.
I must admit though, do I or do I not have beautiful form?
Reasonably okay form.
Okay. For the first...
And my form's gotten much better, especially this week, where I'm like, actually, I get this. Your nose can touch the ground.
Yeah. All right, sorry. So now I reckon the drip in the bottle.
Yes, the drip in the
bottle.
You
tell the story best.
Yeah, so I talked about drip in the bottle probably about 50, 60 episodes ago. What the fundamental of the drip in the bottle is all about how to have a long-term relationship, either with a friend, a business partner, a spouse, a wife, a husband, insert anyone in your life that you want a long outstanding relationship with. And perhaps the concept of a drip in a bottle is literally imagine a bottle and imagine you're with this person and they do something that kind of annoys you, but not like a one-off annoying thing which is just, oh, that's what it is.
Even that should be raised. I reckon everything.
Yeah, just kind of.
But
kind
something, so it's more, the purpose of the drip is a semi-consequential item.
Yeah, a semi-consequential act. So it might be, small scale, imagine like your partner starts leaving the cup in the sink and you look at it and you're like, fuck, that really annoys me, but actually I'm just going to ignore it. That's a good like example. It's not like the end of the world, it's not an important thing. You're probably not going to get divorced and like leave your children in a split family household over a cup in the sink. However, that would be what Matthew and I would refer to as a drip in the bottle, where something's happened, it's annoyed you and you haven't addressed it, and just picture getting your finger, dipping it in a cup of water, and then holding it over an empty bottle, and that drip goes into the bottle. And it's like, no problem, there is a bottle, there is a drip in it. For example, if that happened and I grabbed said bottle and I chucked it at Matthew, there would be one drip that would hit his face. And he'd probably be like, what'd you do that for? I'd be like, I don't know. You'd laugh about it. The issue with drips in the bottle is as the bottle gets fuller and fuller and fuller, it's a lot harder to throw the bottle at the other person without getting punched.
Without the physical glass bit. We're just talking about the
water. I'm not talking about like bottling your partner, just the water section. But the whole concept of the drip in the bottle is one, it's okay if drips go in the bottle, but you need to have like short, sharp interventions, whether it be not necessarily formal or informal, but it could be we need to have a drip in the bottle lunch, or we need to, hey, real quickly, drip in the bottle, we need to this, it fucked me off, you should put your dishes in the sink. And it's the whole concept of a drip can go in, but you want to get it out as fast as possible. Whereas most people let these drips build up. And you're like, how do I address this? Because it's not just the cup and the sink, it's now everything.
But the other side of the drip in the bottle is instead of just complaining to your partner or business partner or whoever, instead of every time Blair does something that annoys me, right?
Very rarely.
But let's just say Blair does something that annoys me. Instead of me turning around on the spot and saying that annoys me, when we're having a beer, go, hey, quickly, drip in the bottle. You say your 4 things. I want you to get this department better. This annoys me. I reckon we need to do this, this, and this, and I don't agree with your stance here. And we smack out the 4 things. See, Blair and I are very lucky because we don't have a relationship. We are very, very similar.
And direct.
And
it's
direct.
Not like a,
But the purpose of drip in the bottle is to take those 5 conversations and have them in a friendly environment.
And it's one of those things where depending on the situation, it might be like, now is the right, it has happened right now, and now is the time to address it right now. Or it might be like, fuck, it's probably the wrong time to bring this up because XYZ's had a shit day.
Yeah.
Probably the wrong time to pick this battle. But I'm going to keep just a mental note of this. And then when the time's right, be like, hey, XYZ.
Because the purpose of a drip in the bottle, it's actually very similar to people management. So when you read the books on people management, by telling someone that you were going to have an uncomfortable discussion makes the discussion easier.
Yeah.
Like if you say, hey, can you just sit down for 30 seconds? I want to have a discussion with you that I really don't want to have. This makes me feel uncomfortable, but we just need to quickly have this discussion so we can both move on. And then it's bang, 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 bang. Like, don't get me wrong, you wouldn't speak to your business partner or spouse like that. That's more for like if you're grumpy with an employee. But the principle, there's something in that principle of the drip in the bottle, you know it's going to be problems.
But you also, you know it's going to be little problems to be discussed. It's like, I'll drip in the bottle, X, Y, Z. It's not like, it's almost sounds like, hey, I need to tell you something that really bad. You're like, holy fuck, what's happened? It's like you prepare yourself this huge issue as opposed to like dripping the bottle when you leave your coffee cups on your desk and you have like nine there, it really fucks me off. Can you just sort it out? Versus like, hey, Matthew, something really bad's happened. I need to tell you. It's like a very different setting for a conversation.
Agreed. Nailed.
Nailed. So summary of that one is do push-ups. Group of five, ideally, to hold yourselves accountable.
I think five is the maximum.
Like, yeah, because otherwise it loses. Because with five, you notice if someone hasn't done anything that day. Maybe you have like 10 people.
Just too many.
Too many things and notifications.
If you're older, like Blair and I know some listeners will roll their eyes, but the average age listener in this podcast is like 22. If you're an older listener, get a young buck in your group chat, someone young Perks. And full of energy and lean, like Perks, that's just there, just fighting. And, no, because it lifts you up, right? Young energy. It's good. It's like how if you meet two men and one was a father later and one was a father earlier, the one that was a later father seems to have more young energy.
Yeah.
Because they have
it's
to.
Kept young.
Kept yeah, keeps young. Young by the child.
And also, we're still, jury's out because we're not very good personal trainers, whatever this qualification is that we're saying we have. But we're not sure if we should do push-ups before bed or not, but we're suggesting apparently 1 hour before bed you should stop, or else when you go to sleep, your body's too active and have a real horrific sleep.
Yeah, I think 1 hour seems to be probably even a bit more.
Yeah.
But then again, I can't discuss sleep because I can't get my sleep right. It drives me up the wall.
Yeah, sleep's a hard one.
Well, you should get an Aurora ring. For those struggling to sleep, I would highly recommend an Aurora ring. O-U-R-A.
Yeah. They are awesome, to be fair.
Yeah. Leah and I are literally both wearing ours. We post our sleeps in our We Healthy Legends chat each morning and discuss how to get better quality sleep. I heard on a Joe Rogan podcast that optimizing your sleep and getting a proper 8 hours with all your markers and everything perfect, it's like taking performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Like if you have someone who's optimized and perfected their sleep and someone on performance enhancing drugs,
it'd be the same.
It's the
it'd
same.
Be like someone probably sleep deprived on like amphetamines versus someone that's well rested.
Yeah.
They'd be like the same performance.
Yes. Yeah.
And obviously one's substantially more sustainable than the other.
Yeah. And one would be, yeah, if you read all the biomarkers on one,
yeah,
like it, your body would be so much better. One other interesting health thing that I've done, I went and saw my doctor and I told them that I wanted to take a whole lot of benchmarks. And so I said, I want them to test my bloods for everything. And they looked at me like really weird. And they're like, well, what are your symptoms? I'm like, nothing. I'm a legend. And they're like, well, we treat sick people. We don't monitor healthy people. I'm like, listen, I'm happy to pay the bill. I want you to test me for everything. So I've tested my bloods for everything you can imagine. Testosterone.
It's like testosterone, cholesterol, like your liver markers.
Yeah.
Like red and white blood cell count might be in there.
You're good at this, good.
Mainly because when I got my health insurance, I had to have like 3 blood tests, 2 urine tests, like 4 heart echocardiograms, my lung spectrometry test. I was like a fucking test tube. And it wasn't even because anything was wrong with me, it was just they wanted all this data. So I just said like, can't we just test everything in the one blood test? And it's like Matthew said, it's a real weird thing where you, like, you can't just go into a blood clinic and say, hey, give me a blood test. You actually have to get referral from your GP to get a blood test.
And the GPs are really reluctant to give you the referral.
Because if you've got the right doctor that has, they're signed up for something called Manage My Health, it's actually like an online government
app
that talks to your health number. And I actually needed to change GPs because mine's not on it because they're obviously growing up in the dinosaur era still. But you can click on it and actually see all of your test results, all your vaccination, when your last checkup was, all your blood tests, doctor's notes, allergies, prescriptions, everything. And what's good about having like baseline biomarkers is when you go, okay, I'm a little bit unhealthy, I need to make a change, get that baseline information, and then be like, okay, it's actually pretty good, but there's some things I should watch. Make lifestyle changes of sleeping more, drinking less, push-ups, whatever it may be, get those tests done again, and then you can actually see that it did make a difference.
Yeah,
because if you can't see a difference, like guys, I reckon guys just look in the mirror and go, am I healthy, am I not? With no regard for like proper scientifically backed
data. I'm with you 100%. I reckon a good marker for guys, and there might be doctors listening rolling their eyes because I'm literally making this up, testosterone.
Generally, because testosterone links like diet,
yeah,
vitamins, supplements. Like, I'm fairly sure if you have like too much alcohol and drugs and stuff, it increases your estrogen, lowers your testosterone.
Yeah.
And also your main markers, I think, just cholesterol, white and red blood cells, testosterone, and your liver markers.
Yeah.
That's like the main ones they can test for pretty easily. And another thing is Bluetooth heart pressure monitors, blood pressure monitors. They're like $100, $200. You can chuck it on your arm and it just syncs to your phone app. And then it's like between that and your sleep and blood markers, you will pick, it's the whole like prevention's the best cure. And if you're checking the stuff and you have all this data, when you go to the doctors and there's something actually wrong, it'll help them so much more because you'll have all these records of what your body's normally like versus the doctor being like, well, is your blood pressure normally this high or has it just become this high?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And soon this will be required. Like very soon for your health insurance, you'll have an Apple Watch and you won't be allowed to take it off.
Well, I think one of the health insurance providers that Matthew and I have, I get like emails and stuff from them, and I think there's a way I can get like a free Apple Watch and stuff, and like they set you goals, like do this and go into the prize draw to win $1,000 Noel Leeming's voucher, because they're probably like, well, we insure X million people, and the easiest way for us to make more money is make sure those million people are doing their steps per day, like trying to be healthy, X, Y, Z. If it costs us an Apple iWatch each and then they all have to do X amount of activity and we give away some free stuff, long term we might save 2% on our claims and make gazillions more dollars.
Well, do you know what's really funny? Blair and I are both insured for, we won't tell you the number, but I will tell you it's in the tens of millions. And what I said to Blair is, I'm like, isn't it great that there's some underwriter in Sweden that'll lose tens of millions of dollars if one of us dies? I'm like, that just makes me feel better that someone's thinking about our health. Not that we've actually had anything from them like, hey, stay healthy.
Yeah.
But like,
they're consciously aware we need to be healthy.
That we need to be healthy.
And once you're insured, they can't uninsure you. So now we're their problem.
But we are being legends. There's also, what was there? There's one other health thing I was going to discuss.
Just check your health folder. It will tell you. Scales, maybe?
Not yeah, the scales. Fitbit, I use Fitbit, or you can use MyFitnessPal and you connect it to your scales. That's really cool. There's also quite a cool app called I Am Sober. So I've used that for my nicotine, and I'm also having a stint off alcohol. And that's a really cool app to assist you when you're having either complete dropping of a substance or reduction of a substance.
Can you, out of interest on that, can I track sobriety just from not having beer?
Yeah.
So you'd be like, I've had 10 days without a beer.
There's one for tequila.
That's good, because otherwise, like for example, I've cut heavily back on alcohol, but I'm sort of going, I want to lose a bit of weight, and beer is a trigger where I could easily smack over 6, 7, 8 beers, which is probably like eating a loaf of white bread, where I can drink substantially less red wine. So I, for example, might track, I've now done 2 weeks without having a beer.
Yeah, you can. It's a really cool app. And you put your reasons in, like what you're seeing.
I am fat.
Yeah, it's cool. No, it's good.
And my doctor said to drink less.
One more really important thing, but it's just gone.
Gone.
Okay. That was a good health and fitness episode.
That was good.
Yeah, we added value. All right, legends. If you took value from this episode, please share it with one like-minded friend. We take time out of our day to give you value as the listener. We don't run ads. We don't ask you for anything. You may get the odd Williams Corporation pitch, but that's just who we are. We do that subconsciously. But yeah, if you like it, share it with a friend. If you didn't, we didn't earn the fee, so you don't have to do anything. Have an awesome day. Go do something great.
See you later.
Do some push-ups. All right, see ya.